大家弟兄姐妹，圣诞节快乐。
Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters.
我今天想从圣经里头来思想神与我们同在这个重要的题目。
Today we'll meditate on a very important message that God is with us from the biblical perspective.
在马太福音第一章21-23节这一段经文有几句很重要的话。
From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 21 to 23, there are a few very important words.
是关于耶稣基督降生的事情。
To talk about the birth of Christ.
在第十八节开始这样说，一章第十八节，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟。还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明地羞辱她，想要暗暗地把她休了。
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。”
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
那二十一节，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Verse 21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet.The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
天使把耶稣的名字透露出来。
The angel foretold about Jesus' name.
他的名叫耶稣，他的名人要称为以马内利。
His name is Jesus, and he'll be called Emmanuel.
那因为我们不是很熟悉旧约圣经，所以我们不太理解这两个名字的重要性。
We may not be very familiar with the Old Testament and not understand that how important these two names are.
人的名字很多，但是基本上很多都是说明人的期望还有人的梦想。
Different people have different names, but often the name reflect their expectation or their dream.
尤其是我们中国人。孩子要出生的时候都找查进字典来找一个最好的名字来给自己的儿子或者女儿。
Well, Chinese parents, before a child was born, will look through all the dictionaries and try to find a good word to name their child.
这些名字基本上反映父母对孩子的期望，也反射他们自己的理想。
And these names will reflect a parent's expectation and also their dream.
从前我的村子里有一个家庭生活贫穷，所以他们常常都想钱。
In Reverend Liu's village, there was a family, they were very poor, so they would like to have more money.
生了第一个儿子，叫他恭喜。
And the first son, he named him congratulations.
第二个儿子叫他发财。
Second one means have more money.
所以你到家，他家里找他两个这两个孩子的时候，就说恭喜发财。
When you're looking for your son, you say congratulations and prosperity.
有些人很希望自己的儿子能够有成就， 叫他成龙。
Many people they want their kids to be great, and they call them to be a dragon.
女的叫他成凤。
And the woman to be a phoenix.
名字反映人的期望。
Name reflect your dream, your expectation.
但是很多时候你发现这孩子的名字不一定真的反映他名字那一个崇高的理想。
But often you will think that the name didn't truly reflect that person.
我知道有些人的名字叫成龙，但是看他一点都没有表现。
We know that some people name to be a great dragon, but you can see that he didn't really have anything to show for.
但是耶稣出生的时候，他的名字不是人取的，是神给的。
But Jesus' name was not given by man, but it's given by God.
而其中一个叫做以马内利。
And here it said they will call him Emmanuel.
如果你查旧约的时候，你发现没有一个人叫做以马内利。
In the Old Testament, there was no one named Emmanuel.
我们有大卫，有所罗门，有亚当，这些都是很有意义的神学名字，但是没有。人叫做以马内利。
We have David, we have Solomon, we have other great names, but there's no name called Emmanuel.
今天我去查电话簿就找到很多 Emmanuel.
And today you go to the phone book, you find many, many Emmanuel.
因为当时在旧约时代的时候，人对上帝的认识，他都知道人不太能够完全理解这个超越的神。
In the Old Testament time, people think that they cannot truly understand God.
虽然人称呼神用不同的名字叫他神耶和华至高者。
Even though people use different names to call God, call the mighty God, the greatest one.
但是每一个人都知道这个神是超越世人不能够想象是人不可以触摸的。
But they believe that this God is way above human being. There's no way you can touch him, that you can see him.
所以先知以赛亚曾经讲过一句话，他说救主在以色列，以赛亚书45:15，他说救主以色列的神啊，你实在是至隐的神。
In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 15, it says, truly you are God who hides himself, O God, and Savior of Israel.
所以他说你是自隐的神 ，You hide yourself， 就是神把自己隐藏起来。
So God, he's a God who hides himself.
如果神把自己隐藏起来，人就看不见他，也不能够完全认识他。
If God hides himself, then there's no way for men to see him and to know him.
有些人在神的面前表现得非常骄傲。
Some people may be very proud in front of God.
讲了很多冒犯神的事情。
And say things that's against the Lord.
那个传道书5:2说，你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言，因神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语寡少。传道书5:2。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 2 said, Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth. And let your words be few.
所以人跟神的距离是很庞大的。
And there's great distance between man and God.
因为神好像不存在，所以人就自夸、自狂、自以为是。
As God is invisible, many people will boast before the Lord and think that they're great themselves.
有些人说，林牧师，你神真的吗？你拿给我看。
Some people ask Reverend Liu, like, is God true? Can you show me?
我跟他说，拿得出来就不是神。
So if I can show you, then it's not true God.
所以基本上我是拿不出神给你看。
I cannot bring out the God to show you.
因为人不可能认识神，除非神向人启示。
Without God's revelation, we cannot know God.
人不可以寻，不可能寻找神，除非神来寻找我们。
Unless God seeks us first, we cannot seek Him.
我们不可能把神想透，除非神向我们启示。
Without His revelation, we cannot understand God.
所以神与人同在这个观念是圣经里头一个非常重要的观念。
The concept that God is with us is a very important concept.
因为这位超越的神 他是不可能让我们感觉到、理解到，甚至找得到的神。
Because it's Almighty God, we cannot truly feel Him or touch Him or find Him.
这个不是新约的观念，这是圣经旧约里头的一个重要的观念。
It's an important concept in the Old Testament.
所以在圣经里头，就让我们理解神要与我们同在。
And here in the Bible, it talks about God is with us.
所以耶稣基督降生的时候，天使说你要给他取名以马内利。
So here the angel says that they will call him Emmanuel.
意思说神要与你同在。
Which means God with us.
神的理想变成对人类的一个救赎。
And God's expectation, Jesus became a salvation for men.
神要借助他的同在来拯救我们。
God wants to use His presence to save us.
在这个在圣经里头，我们就看见在创世纪二十八章第十五节，那是对亚伯拉罕说的：“我也与你同在。”你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回之地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所行的应许。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verses 15, God spoke to Abraham, said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
所以神与亚伯兰同在，要拯救他。
So God was with Abraham, want to save him.
这个神那个救赎与人同在的观念，我们在看神怎么带领以色列人出埃及的时候，我们是看得一清二楚。
We can see the concept of God, salvation and redemption, in the Exodus, how God brought them out of slavery.
神把以色列人从埃及带领出来。
God brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
使他们渡过红海，渡过旷野。
Cross the Red Sea and in the wilderness.
说明他的救恩。
To illustrate his salvation.
所以只有神与人同在，他的救恩就必然实现。
As God is with the people, then his salvation will be manifested.
昨天晚上我讲到第一点，就是说圣诞节有三个很重要的意思。第一个就是它象征神的救恩。
Last night, Reverend Liu gave a message, and the most important point that Christmas symbolized redemption.
所以耶稣降世为人，给他人要称他的名叫做以马内利。
Jesus came into this world, and we can call him Emmanuel.
所以耶稣来到世界上，他的目的使命是非常清楚的，要拯救世界上的罪人。
So Jesus came into this world with a very clear mission to save the people.
所以我们借着相信耶稣，我们承认自己的罪，宣称他为主，我们就必然得救。
So that through our faith we accept him as our personal savior, that he can wash away our sin, then we can be saved.
人没有办法靠着自己来得救的。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们也不能够靠自己胜过自己的问题。
We cannot overcome our problem with our own strength.
我们也没有办法靠着自己来克服我们的罪。
We cannot overcome our sin, depending on our strength.
我们也没有办法靠着自己使自己永生不死。
We cannot achieve immortality based on our own strength.
只有神与我们同在，他可以改变一切。
Only God can do everything, and God is with us.
所以为什么除了以马内利这个名字，天使说他还有一个名字叫做耶稣。
So the angel says, you should give him a name, Jesus.
耶稣的意思就是救主的意思。
Jesus, this word means Messiah.
Savior.
Savior.
来，能够把人拯救出来。
That someone who can save the people.
在原文里头，这个拯救含有使我们脱离一个捆绑，从一个很狭窄的空间能够被释放出来。
The original meaning has that you will be released from bondage from a very narrow, constricted area.
我听过很多人信主的见证。
Liu has heard many testimonies.
有些人说我好赌败坏，但是因为相信耶稣，他就可以克服这个赌博的欲望。
Someone may say that I used to gamble a lot, but through the strength of Jesus Christ, I was able to stop gambling.
有些人说因为我很消沉很绝望，但是因为信主他人生充满着希望。
Someone may say I was very depressed, I was hopeless, but through Jesus Christ my life has hope now.
我最近在大陆的时候有一个同工跟我说，他说他三五岁的时候医生说你是死定，但是因为他相信耶稣基督，他活到今天，不但活到今天，他还是一个传道人。
Recently, Reverend Liu had a coworker in mainland China said when he was young, the doctor told him that he would die soon, but he survived and he continued to live, and he actually is a pastor now.
有些人说，我的家庭破碎，我的婚姻没有办法被挽救，但是因为主，降服在主的主权下，他们婚姻重新建立。
And someone may have testimony that their marriage was in trouble, and through the strength of the Lord, that through submission, that they were able to rebuild their family.
因为我们的神，他的名字叫耶稣，他是救主。
Because our Lord, His name is Jesus, He's the Savior.
我们很想靠自己的办法努力来拯救，但是我们做不到。
We often try to save ourselves and correct situation depending on our own strength, but we cannot do it.
相信耶稣。
But we need to believe in Jesus.
不是头脑的相信,
not just believe in your head,
心里的相信,
but in your heart also.
意志的相信,
continue to have faith in Him.
感情的相信,
so you know, emotionally to believe in Him.
每一个行动的相信,
and every action to reflect our faith.
我们主就能做大事情,
then our Lord can accomplish great things.
这是耶稣来世界上的目的,
this is the purpose of Jesus coming to this world.
第二个呢, 以马内利表示神与我们，他表示神要眷顾我们。
And the second name Emmanuel means that God will take care of us.
我们人生的路其实说长也不长，说短也是很短的。
Our days on this earth is not very long.
我们要学习珍惜这些人生的路程。
We need to learn to cherish our journey on earth.
我们要享受神给我们的恩典。
We want to enjoy the grace that God has given to us.
我们有父母，我们要爱他们；有儿女，要爱他们；有妻子，有丈夫，要彼此相爱。
We need to learn to love our parents, our kids, and our spouses.
我们有教会要支持，我们有同工，我们要彼此鼓励。
We have co-workers, we need to encourage them. We have church, we need to support it.
我们进入世界的时候，看见人有需要，我们要帮忙。
We see people in need, we need to help them.
这是神给我们的使命。
This is a commandment coming from the Lord.
所以耶稣基督来到世界上，他要与我们同行。
Jesus came into this world to be with us.
他要眷顾我们。
He wants to take care of us.
所以你知道以赛亚曾经讲过一句话。
So Isaiah said,
因为以色列人感到很灰心。
When the Israelites were very discouraged.
他们面对许多的困难，许多人的欺负。
When they were bullied by the neighboring nations.
所以神对他们说。
So God told them.
那是在以赛亚书第43章第一到第二节。
It's Isaiah chapter 43, 1 to 2.
雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊。造成你的那位现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的，你从水中经过，我必与你同在，你荡过江河，水必不漫过你，你从火中行过，必不被烧， 火焰也找不了你的身上。
But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze.
人生必定有很多的困难跟挑战。
We have many difficulties and challenges in our life.
但是神说，你不要怕。
But God said, do not fear.
你从水中经过，我必与你同在。
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
你渡过江河，你以为被要淹死，但是水必不漫过你。
When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you.
你经过火中，以为会被烧尽，但是神说火焰也找不了你的身上。
When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned.
没有一个人可以对我们那么清楚的应许跟肯定。
No one can promise us this.
有些人来找我，刘牧师，你帮我。我说我都自身难保，怎么帮你呢
？Someone come to Reverend Liu and said, "Reverend Liu, can you please help me? So I can't even help myself. How can I help you?"
如果你要一点忙，我可以帮你；太大的忙，你只有神可以帮你。
The small things I may be able to help you, but it was a great thing, and only God can help you.
有些人说我们关系不好，你帮我解决。我说你们自己解决你们的问题，我怎么能够帮你解决呢？
Some people said we have a bad relationship. We need you to help us. I said I cannot help you. You need to help yourself.
是你们要降服在神的主权下，不是我要帮你去降服在主神的主权下。
That you need to learn to submit to the Lord, not that I can help you to submit.
你说不能原谅人，我也不能帮你原谅人。你要自己原谅人。
If you say you cannot forgive others, I cannot.Teach you how to forgive others. You need to learn to do that yourself.
你要珍惜你的生命，珍惜你的家庭，珍惜你的事业，珍惜你的孩子。
You need to cherish your life, cherish your work and your children, your work.
乃是一个应许，因为神应许眷顾我们。
Because of God's promise, He promised to take care of us.
你不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
那是神对耶稣呀，也是这样的应许，因为耶稣呀要征服迦南地的时候。他是很害怕的。
When God made the same promise to Joshua that he was also afraid when he tried to conquer the land of Canaan.
那我们每个人都有问题，但是我想每个人的问题会大过耶稣呀，要征服迦南地这个问题更大。
I think we all have our own problem, but none was as great as Joshua's problem to conquer the land of Canaan.
所以神说，你不要怕，我必与你同在。
God told Joshua, said, "Don't be afraid. I will be with you."
大卫是一个认识上帝的人。
David is someone who knows the Lord.
所以他每次遇见困难的时候，他不去找人的。
So when he faces difficulty, he doesn't go seek help from people.
他第一个去找神。
He first comes to the Lord.
所以在神里头，他经历上帝的眷顾。
And in the Lord, he experienced his care.
所以为什么在诗篇二十三篇第四节，他可以肯定说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。诗篇二十三第四节。
So in Psalm 23 verse 4, he can say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我很喜欢诗篇，因为诗篇是神清楚的应许。
Reverend Liu really appreciate the psalm because it's a clear promise from the Lord.
讲到神的保护，在诗篇一百二十一篇第四到第八节这样说：保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边，荫庇你。白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮也不害你。耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害。他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
Psalm 121 verses 4 to 8. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
耶稣与我们同在，第三个意思表示耶稣的统治。
Emmanuel also signifies God's reign with us.
所以以马内利就是上帝要统治人间。
Emmanuel means God comes to us to reign over us.
上帝来到，耶稣来到世界上，不是来陪我们的。
Jesus did not just come here to accompany us.
那当然，他也陪我们。
Of course, he did that.
因为他与我们同在。
He was with us.
但是最重要的还是他的王权的彰显。
But more importantly, it's a manifestation of his kingship.
所以当耶稣出来传道的时候，这个施洗约翰说：“神的羔羊。”
So when Jesus started his ministry, and John the Baptist said, "This is the Lamb of God."
因为他来到世界上，他要拯救我们。
He came into this world to save us.
但是耶稣基督一宣传福音的时候，他说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
But Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is near. You should repent."
意思说，神要与人同在，神的国降临，我们要悔改，归进这个国度。
Mean God is coming to be with us. His kingdom is coming, and we need to repent and submit to His kingship.
这神的国就是耶稣掌权的地方。
So a kingdom of God is where Jesus reigned.
当时门徒不明白，他说国在哪里呢？
And the disciples did not understand. They said, "Where is the kingdom of God?"
我们看到罗马国，我们没有看到神的国。
You can see the Roman Empire, but you can't really see the kingdom of God.
所以他们就问耶稣说，天国在哪里呢？
So they asked Jesus, "Where is the kingdom of God?"
耶稣说，天国在你的心中。
Jesus, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
因为耶稣的国不是世界的政权，耶稣的国是上帝的政权。
But Jesus' kingdom is not a kingdom of this earth; it's the kingdom of heaven.
因为所有人的政权都是可以看得见。
Because kingdom established by man, you can see.
所有能看见的都可以变坏。
The thing that you can see can also corrupt.
所有的国度都会消灭。
All the earthly kingdom could be destroyed.
但神的国看不见。
Kingdom of God is invisible.
但神的国在哪里呢？在你的心中。
But where is kingdom of God? It's in your heart.
意思说，神不是借着一个世上的政权来控制我们，神是借着基督的王权以及神的旨意来控制我们的生命。
God does not reign over us through a political process on earth, but through our heart.
一切都在耶稣的手中。
Everything is in Jesus' hands.
所以连那个水都可以变成酒。
So even the water can be turned into wine.
一个瞎眼的人可以看见。
Blind and can be healed.
一个被鬼附的人可以被释放。
People who are possessed can be released.
一个生病的人可以马上得到医治。
People who are ill can be healed.
一个绝望的人重新有盼望。
Someone who's hopeless can have hope again.
彼此为仇的人可以变成朋友。
The enemies can become friends.
一个罪人可以变成一个好人。
A sinner can become a good person.
一个死人可以变成一个活人。
A dead person.
为什么呢？因为耶稣在掌权。
Why? Because Jesus is in charge.
在他的手中没有难成的事。
In his hand, there's nothing impossible.
所以以马内利就是神掌权的意思。
Emmanuel means that God reigns.
神不是在天上的宝座上掌权，他是神进入到我们的生命中掌权。
God's not just reigning in heaven, but he came into our life to reign.
但是最后你看见基督要把这一切全部的改变。
So you can see that Jesus is changing everything.
因为世界还是暂时的。
This world is only temporary.
我们生命也是暂时的。
Our life is only temporary.
今天神医好我的病，我明年也会发出同样的病。
Today God may heal my illness, but next year I may be sick again.
今天我们和好，明年在一起再一次吵架。
Today we'll reconcile, but next year maybe we'll fight again.
人现在有了希望，后来又绝望。
We may have hope, but then we may lose our hope.
所以圣经让我们看见这个世界上它是很有极限的，它不是完全的。
So the Bible revealed to us that this world is very limited.
但是神要与我们同在。
God will be with us.
他要拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
所以他不但今生要拯救我们，他也要把我们拯救一直到永远。
Not only in this life that he wants to save us, but he wants to save us eternally.
他不要不但要今生看顾我们，他要看顾我们一直到永生。
Not only to watch over us in this life, but he wants to watch over us eternally.
所以神的统治不限于这几十年。
So his reign is not limited to these few decades.
所以神的统治一直到永远。
His reign is forever.
所以我们看圣经的时候，我们就逐渐看见这个理想。
So when we read the Bible, we can gradually see this great picture.
而这个理想不只是凭着信心来相信，而是在我们是相信的。
And this is not just because we have faith, but we truly believe.
在启示录第二十一章，启示录第二十一章有一句话，那是在第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，你们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. He will be his they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no mourning, no crying, no pain, for the old order of things have passed away.
人生是暂时的。
Our life is only temporary.
我们可以从很简单的人生的功课来学习这个永恒的道理。
We can learn from our own life the lesson of eternity.
我们的问题是，我们活到好像这个世界是永远的。
Our problem is we live in this world, it seems like it's forever.
所以我们把这个世界当作我的家。
We think that this world is our home.
其实这个也是对，但是对只是一半一点点。
It's only a half truth.
我们最近在搬家，弟兄姐妹们都知道我们最近在搬家。
Recently, Reverend Liu, they moved back down to Southern California.
这个搬家不是说我们想了好几年，其实是年初想到搬就搬了。
It's only in the beginning of the year they decide to move, and they move very quickly.
搬家最头痛的就是怎么搬家里的东西呢？
The most the biggest headache is how do you move all the stuff that you have.
没有想到我们在东岸住了十五年，累积的东西是搬不动的。
They were in the East Coast for 15 years and accumulate so much stuff that you can't even move it.
所以要学习怎么丢东西。
We need to learn how to throw away things.
那要丢哪一个也是很痛苦的选择。
It's really a painful decision to decide which things to throw away.
这就很羡慕当时亚伯拉罕搬家，帐篷一拆就走了。
We're very envious of Abraham that he has just have a tent and he can just move it around.
我们在世界上很快就发现，其实这个世界不是我们的家。
In this world, we can realize that this is not our true home.
你现在的房子其实不是你的房子。
The house you're living in right now is not really your true home.
你买的那部汽车也不是你的车子。
The car that you bought is not really yours either.
凡是你把自己名字贴在上的东西全部都不是你的。
The things that you put a label on with your name on, those are not yours.
因为有一天你发现它都不能够跟我们走。
One day you realize that you cannot take it with you.
所以有一天你发现，其实我们人会离开这个世界。
And we realize that one day we will leave this world.
我在想这个神与我们同在，跟我们与神同在到底有什么不同？这两句话。
Reverend Liu is meditating. What's the difference between God with us and us with God?
来，有时候我写你们写卡片的时候要很小心，最后的时候你。最后你写了一大堆问候的话，最后说 愿神与你同在，这句话是很好的。
When you're writing a card, you can write many things. By the end, you may say, "May God be with you." This is a good thing.
就是一个祝福。
This is a blessing.
如果你不小心写错了，愿你与神同在，那是另外一回事情。
But if you wrote, "May you be with God," then that may be a bad thing to say.
通常我们说你与神同在，基本上是你已经在上面了。
When you said, "May you be with God," it may mean that you already gone to heaven.
每一个人谈到死亡的时候，常常都会有一些忧虑，甚至有一些恐惧感。
I think most people have anxiety and fear regarding death.
尤其是不认识神的人，非常害怕死亡。
Especially those who do not know the Lord, they are very afraid of death.
但是我们在圣经里头就看见有一些人，死亡对他们不但是不是一个害怕的事情，而是很向往的事情呢。
But in the Bible, we can see some people that death is not fearful, but it's something they can look forward to.
像保罗说，那是好的无比的事情。以前我年轻做基督徒的时候，我怎么都不明白死有什么好的无比呢？
The Paul, Apostle Paul said death is actually a wonderful thing, and we could not understand before what does it mean.
那渐渐呢，我们就明白，其实所谓的死亡不是死。永远的死亡只是今生的一个结束。
But then we realize the death is only a conclusion of this world, but it's not eternal death.
如果我们知道死了之后会比今天更好，那我们就不害怕。
If we know that after we die we'll be in a better place than what we have now, then we will not be afraid.
因为当我们与主同在的时候，实在就是启示录说，那是神永远与我们同在的时刻。
When we are with the Lord, that is according to the Bible, when God is with us forever.
所以为什么启示录在这里说，他说神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。第三节下半节，还有第四节说，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀。也哭号疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
In Revelation 21, it says, "They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things have passed away."
因为基督掌权
，because Christ is in control.
他胜过死亡
，overcome death.
而我们将来。与他同在，我与他同在的时候，那是好的无比的事情。
So when we are with him in the future, it will be a great thing.
但是只要神让我们在世界上有责任，我们就好好为他活。
But if God has given us responsibility on this earth, then we need to live for him.
在各样的事情上来荣耀他。
To glorify him in everything that we do.
向往将来有一天他使我们回到他面前的时候，那种永远的幸福。
And we can look forward to the wonderful things that after we die.
因为那从此就没有眼泪，没有痛苦。
And there will be no more tear, no more pain.
耶稣他的名叫以马内利。
Jesus, his name is called Emmanuel.
他在世上与我们同在。
He was with us in this world.
所以他应许说，将来我要接你回去，因为我在那里预备了地方。
And he promised that he prepared places for us in the future.
他要做我们的王，从今时一直到永远。
He want to be our king, starting today until forever.
没有一种人生比降服在基督的王权之下更为幸福。
The most blessed life is the one who submits to Christ.
愿荣耀归于神。
May glory be with our Lord.
好，谢谢刘牧师的圣道。
Thank you, Reverend Liu, for his message.
下面我们请执事们出列，让我们一起来欢迎新会员。
We ask all the deacons to come forward. We want to welcome our new members.
我们也请今天刚刚受洗的。